So, at long last, it begins. At last, the Black Panther's prey has arrived. It's difficult for a warrior such as I to find challenging prey. And now, let the hunt begin. Come, match your flame power against my feline agility. You reacted just as I knew you would. In your honor, I've designed my trap to be flame-proof and escape-proof. Your sister is next. Your assumption is correct, Susan Richards, but the others cannot help you now. Any jungle cats. I hear even the softest footfall. I applaud your cleverness, Mrs. Richards. But even when a panther cannot hear his victim, he can always detect the scent.
No!
I have studied your powers well. My speed allowed me inside your force field before you could seal it.
No.
Now, sleep gas will end your futile struggling. By the time you awaken, the hunt will be over. And the Black Panther shall have won his greatest victory.
You don't have to. Merely touching my devitalizing fluid is enough. The liquid has sapped your strength, allowing me to fight you as an equal.
Well, goody for you, Tappy. Need a breather. That phony water of yours really...
Fooled you!
Your strength has far exceeded my expectations, but I am ever prepared. You will thaw out eventually, but not before I defeat the most dangerous foe of all. Once I have bested Reed Richards, the hunt will be ended.
Let's end it right now, Panther!
What?
If you harmed my wife, so help me out!
She's safe enough for now.
You, however... Unfortunately, mere humans can't. Nor can they escape from my titanium shackles.
I don't understand your motives, Black Panther, but you'll soon learn the hard way that nobody attacks the Fantastic Four.
Empty words. The hunt is over. The Black Panther is victorious.
Hey, think so, Masked Man?
Who said that?
Here's a little hint. It rhymes with Scorch. Sorry I'm late, brother-in-law. I had to defrost a big orange thingsicle.
But how?
Remember me, Felix?
I am your prisoner, Fantastic Four. But how did the torch manage to...
Free myself?
I overestimated myself. And underestimated my quarry. Perhaps I... do not yet have the skill necessary to save my people.
Save your... But who are you?
Remove your force field, Mrs. Richards. You have my word I shall not attack any of you again. And T'Challa... Hereditary chieftain of the Wakandas does not give his word lightly.
Yes.
Your wife is right. I have much explaining to do. It all began 10 years ago, when a scientist made his way to Wakanda. He called himself Ulysses Claw, the master of sound, and demanded our sacred mound of the precious eternal rock from my father, T'Chaka, who refused. That's when I heard the sound I would remember all my life.
Father! They have slain T'Chaka. But his deaths shall not go unpunished.
It was not to be. My father's warriors were no match for Claw's strange weapon, which converted sound into pure energy.
From this moment, Father, I live only to avenge this evil deed. I shall be as strong and as fearless as the sacred Black Panther.
You have slain my father!
Oh, and I can arrange for you to join him.
Oh, my hand!
I have not the strength to control Claw's evil device. Otherwise, he never would have escaped our village that day.
I'll be back. Do you hear me?
the new chief of the Wakanda, I realized I must prepare for his eventual return. Selling off small amounts of our vibranium allowed me to amass a fortune and attend the finest schools. Using my knowledge of advanced physics, I designed complex inventions to test and hone my skill. All the while, training myself for my supreme test. Hunt the Fantastic Four. Not only are you intelligent, Reed Richards, but wise as well.
You realize we all could have been killed in your little hunt, including you.
Yes, I was wrong. Revenge blinded me. I pray your forgiveness.
They're beautiful.
They are sculpted from our sacred rock.
Pure vibranium.
The sensoscope. Something approaches Wakanda. Claw has returned.
Quick thinking, Mrs. Richards.
Claw boasted he could turn sonic energy into living matter. But creating monsters like that gorilla requires complex machinery.
There's only one place it could be hidden.
My father gave his life to stop you, Claw. And now his son is prepared to do the same.
You were smart enough to find me, little prince, but too stupid to realize you strolled right into a trap.
This day has my father, T'Chaka, been avenged. Thanks to you, my noble friends, the Black Panther needs stalk no more. Claw has been...
You want me, Claw? Here I am.
You wanted all our vibranium, Claw?
Enjoy it.
It will be my honor to replace them. But first, the mantle of Black Panther can now be laid to rest. His mission is done. Then, let the monument of the Panther stand tall. The Black Panther's ready to stalk again.